This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley. Say the word reggae, and the names that come to mind are Bob Marley, The Wailers, Jimmy Cliff, and Third World, musicians who popularized the Jamaican music in the United States and around the world. There's another wave of reggae that's gaining widespread acclaim. It's called gospel reggae, and despite some initial controversy, the sound is popular in churches with ties to the Caribbean. The music is definitely reggae, strong bass beat, but this is no dancehall music. Those in the know call it righteous. Lord, you're so good, you're so great, you're so bold, you're so strong, you're so mighty. So I'll forever praise your name. Anthony Cruz is among a growing number of musicians who sing gospel to a reggae rhythm. But for years, the spotlight has been on reggae's dancehall music and secular artists. Enthusiasts like Reverend Dennis Dillon say from its beginning, reggae has often had a spiritual message. Dillon heads a church in Brooklyn and is the publisher of the Christian Times, a newspaper for churches with African American and Caribbean congregations. He says reggae king Bob Marley's redemption song is just one example of reggae that's filled with biblical references. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty, we forward in this generation, triumphantly.
That's the gospel. That's the gospel. That's the same thing we sing with another kind of words, but the Almighty triumphantly. The gospel deals with the triumphant move of a people looking to the Almighty. So what's the difference?
This popular singer, Sanchez, has often played on radio stations featuring reggae. This gospel CD was produced 2 years ago. Wayne Vernon, the youth director for the New Testament Church of God in Jamaica, says reggae gospel has its share of detractors. He says critics believe the music is not as tied to doctrine as traditional gospel music is.
The traditional hymns were more theological in content, highly, deeply theological in content. And these songs are not like that. And some of them are concerned about the fact that, just their own feeling, that young people are more concerned about the vibes in the song, the music, and not the lyrics.
A few years ago, Jamaican singer Chevelle Franklin's biggest single was a song called Dancehall Queen. She sings different lyrics now to a similar beat. Professor Horace Boyer has studied gospel music for more than 40 years. He says gospel music has undergone radical changes where the secular has increasingly been mixed with the sacred. He says some folks aren't attracted to theology at all. They simply like the gospel sound.
So that they hear gospel and they said, what would happen if I put a nice reggae beat to that? What would happen if I put a steel guitar under that? What would happen if I put Tito Puente behind that kind of sound? They get a new sound. And this is exactly what has happened in gospel.
Noel Willis, a pioneer of reggae gospel, started his group, the Grace Thrillers, in the 1970s. The group sang at first in a country western style. Willis adopted his own country's music in the late 80s. In the late 1960s, reggae reflected the social discontent of Jamaica's poor. With its distinctive bass-driven beat and loping rhythms, it became popular music, and its influence spread. Over the years, its political spiritual bite waned, replaced by dancehall music with lyrics rife with explicit sex and violence. Noel Willis says church folks didn't want music with that sort of history and that beat associated with gospel music.
In our country, right, the church really think that anything that is not of a hymn or a slow or a traditional style, it's rarely, it's not Christ-like.
Now, Willis says, reggae gospel is performed in almost every church in Jamaica and in many other churches in the United States and other countries where West Indians have immigrated. One of the churches where the Grace Thrillers often perform is at Freedom Hall in Brooklyn. The church is a sanctuary for many West Indians. A small group has turned out for a recent Sunday late night service. Even though there are just a few people on hand, the congregation sings a number of songs before a visiting minister comes before them to preach. Musette Edwards, who runs the recording system in a room at the back, says up-tempo Caribbean music is often part of the service, and she pops in a tape to show off Freedom Hall's youth choir. Edward says she's heard all the arguments about the beat versus the message in church music. And while she knows some conservative members might not approve, many songs are still based on traditional Sunday service hymns, and she likes what she hears.
I said, wow, you know, this is what the beat I get outside, so I could get it in church. And you could say it draws people to it, draws people to Christ, because you use what you know, you use your culture. And as long as you worship God, it doesn't matter how you worship Him, as long as you're worshiping Him. He said, use all kind of instrument, all kind of song. And music was created to worship God.
Give yourselves a hand. You're in.
At St. Paul's Community Baptist Church, the congregation is mostly African American and West Indian. 39-year-old Audrey Booth is a teacher and recent Jamaican immigrant. She sits with her 3-year-old son on her lap. Booth says she believes the controversy over reggae gospel is generational.
You know, like my mother or my grandmother at this point, while they wouldn't accept it for themselves, they're more inclined to say, well, you know, you young people, you need that kind of stuff. But, you know, just give me my standards, my classics. So, I mean, you know, there is change. But now the change is, instead of saying, well, you can as my child do it, they'll say, well, you can do it as my child, but just give me what I'm used to.
Booth says it's artists like Glenn Washington who may be creating new classics for her generation. Classics which preach the gospel through reggae.
Ooh, down on my knees I kneel to pray. I pray to God to guide me and keep me in the right way. Let them be up for the things that I said.